Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So we're going to talk a little bit about agriculture today. It's not a topic that we haven't ventured into before, but we're going to talk about some alternatives in agriculture.
Right. Well, there are a lot of people that would like to get into agriculture, corn and soybeans and, you know, your traditional crops like that. It's very hard to break into agriculture on that scale. And so what a lot of people are trying now are alternative crops. They're going with small farms, more than one kind of crop, but it's a crop where it's what would be called value added.
Sure.
They can sell it for a higher cost to the, you know, to the end consumer, maybe oftentimes selling directly to the consumer instead of going through a processing middleman phase. And this way they're able to get into farming on a smaller scale and actually keep it feasible.
Sure. It has to be economically feasible.
Mm-hmm.
It has to pay the bills.
Right.
You know, I think about farmers markets, you know.
Right.
There are a lot of people who do what they used to always call, and they probably still do, truck farming,
mm-hmm.
where you literally put the crop you just picked on the truck and haul it into town.
Right. That's one good example. Selling directly to the consumer. There's also the current trend now with CSAs. Community-supported agriculture, where farmers can raise a variety of fruits and vegetables and sell shares directly to the consumer. And now we're seeing more and more people who are getting into what we would think of as really alternative crops. There's one good example out by Lamberton where a family is growing a new kind of oil seed called camelina, and it's an old seed, but it's new around here, but it produces an oil that's supposed to be extremely nutritious and good for people. And so they're working on that. And there's an organization called AURI, Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, located in Minnesota, that really helps farmers with these kinds of applying agriculture technologies to practical purposes. What I see a lot of now is this is, you know, picking up steam over the last few years, is that these farmers are really looking at what the consumer wants and what the consumer's demanding, especially in the light of things that have been happening in the food supply in the last few years. Farmers are looking at that and saying, what can we do to build confidence from consumers? What are consumers really asking for? And they're going out and looking into that, whether it's the increase in goat farming to
Sure.
serve the immigrant community, or the increase in organic farming to serve consumers who are concerned about things that are getting into the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of attention that is that's building the market. And it's not really the back-to-the-land hippie farmers that we thought of, you know, 30, 40 years ago. These are people who are mostly have a background in farming, are in farming, but they want to do something different.
Very interesting. Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.